In this bulletin, investigations to continue following a terror-related attack in Melbourne's CBD. The New South Wales Labor Party to decide on a new leader. And in cricket, Australia ends an ODI losing streak with a win over South Africa. With the latest SBS News, I'm Samantha Beniak-Brooks. Federal and Victoria security agencies have mounted a terrorism investigation after a man fatally stabbed one person and injured two others in the heart of Melbourne. The attack took place in Bourke Street just after 4 p.m. on Friday, when a man set a car alight, then stabbed three men before he was shot by police in the chest. He later died in hospital. Chief Commissioner Graham Ashton has confirmed the attacker had been a person of interest to them and Federal Intelligence Authority ASIO through relatives of his who had come to their notice.
We know of that individual. We are treating this as a terrorism incident. We now know a bit more about the identity of that person. Initially, that person didn't have any identification on them. But we believe we now have a confirmation on the identity of that person. There's an ongoing investigation now by the Counterterrorism Command, which is a joint command with us and the federal agencies.
IS also claimed responsibility for the attack, but provided no evidence for the claim. Prime Minister Scott Morrison and the opposition leader Bill Shorten have both condemned the attack. The New South Wales Labor Party will vote later today on a new party leader after the former leader, Luke Foley, resigned on Thursday, moving to the backbench. Mr. Foley has also decided he will not recontest his seat of Auburn in March's state election after ABC journalist Ashley Raper detailed a 2016 incident in which he allegedly put his hand down her underpants. Mr. Foley denies the allegations and has threatened defamation proceedings against Ms. Raper. Federal Labor leader Bill Shorten and Labor's New South Wales deputy leader Michael Daly says Ms. Raper deserves respect. Mr. Daly says he will put himself forward for the leadership, as will current water spokesman Chris Minns. To the United States, and more than 150,000 people have been evacuated as two big wildfires rage in California, with one having caused a number of deaths. The Woolsey Fire west of Los Angeles has jumped a major highway and is now threatening coastal areas, including parts of Malibu. Further north, near Sacramento, the Camp Fire has led to deaths and injuries and destroyed a town. Both fires are moving fast, fanned by strong winds. US President Donald Trump has signed a proclamation that will suspend the granting of asylum to migrants who cross the US border with Mexico illegally for up to 90 days. The order, which comes into effect on Saturday local time, means that migrants will have to present themselves at US ports of entry to qualify for asylum. President Trump has also called on Democrats to support his stance on immigration.
They have to pass new immigration laws because they're flooding our country. We're not letting them in. But they're trying to flood our country. We need the wall. We're building the wall, but we need it all built at one time and quickly. It's very important. We need Democrat support or new immigration laws to bring us up to date. The laws are obsolete and they're incompetent. They are the worst laws any country has anywhere in the world.
Immigrant advocates say this new order is illegal, and it's expected they will launch swift legal action. Returning home and surgery to separate two conjoined Bhutanese sisters has been declared successful, with the girls to remain in hospital for a week. Twins Nima and Dawa are in a stable condition after undergoing surgery in Melbourne, which came after weeks of preparation and postponement. The sisters, who were brought to Australia with their mother in October, were joined at the torso and shared a liver. To cricket, and Australia has ended its unprecedented losing streak in one-day cricket with a 7-run win against South Africa. The win means the hosts have taken the 3-match ODI series against South Africa to a decider by successfully defending just 231 at Adelaide Oval on Friday night. Marcus Stoinis was largely to thank for the upset win, taking 3 wickets and a run out. Stoinis says he's pleased with the result.
It's a good feeling to have a win, but at the end of the day, it's only one. But yeah, with how much there's been going on in cricket, it's a good start to just get a win.
And to have to fight for it the way you did?
Yeah, I'm bloody tired. We're all bloody tired. All the bowlers are cooked because it was, it was a big effort. So really proud of everyone.
The win ended a run of 7 consecutive ODI losses that stretched back to January 26. to football, and Melbourne City has cruised to a comfortable 2-0 home victory over Wellington Phoenix in the first match of the Remembrance Round. Richie Delatt and Bruno Fornaroli scored either side of half-time to ensure Warren Joyce's side rebounded from their deflating 3-0 defeat to Sydney FC a week ago. The win means City moves to third on the ladder. And now a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny, 27 degrees. Adelaide, more sun, 25. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 20. Hobart, a possible shower developing, 19 degrees. Canberra, partly cloudy, 24. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 21 degrees. Sydney, much the same, 24. Newcastle, also mostly sunny, 24. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 26 degrees. Cairns, a shower or two, 31. And Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm, 35 degrees. I'm Samantha Beniac-Brooks. This is SBS News.